Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I have been told by my 23-year-old son and my 32-year-old daughter that I gotta stop this Facebook stuff. You know, keep the Facebook account, but I gotta move everything over to the Instagram. I don't know how to use Instagram. Would my daughter teach me how to use Instagram when she was here? No, she was busy chasing after three of my grandchildren who were crawling all over me. Will my 23-year-old son teach me how to use Instagram? No, he won't, because that's just the way he is. So I got to get somebody that is tech savvy. And, you know, here's what I would prefer. I would prefer a very attractive woman, and I don't care where she lives. You can live anywhere in America. We can do this over Zoom on the computer. I need a volunteer. And I'm going to make it an attractive woman because I relate better to attractive women. And I am old and I'm single and, you know, why not? You know, but I need an attractive woman who knows this Instagram thing, who will email me at michael.kroos@gmail.com. That's michael.kroos@gmail.com. We'll get together on Zoom, which is a video conferencing thing, right here in my studio. And, you know, and she can be anywhere. She can be in Europe. You know? I just installed Instagram onto my smartphone. I have it right here. Okay? It's installed. But I don't know how to do anything with it. I just took a picture of my studio, and I think I stuck it on there. I don't know that I stuck it on there, but I just took a picture. My Instagram name here, you can go look at my studio if it's there. All right? I took it just before I sat down here to do the Radidio show. But my Instagram name, and this might have to change also depending upon what my future that I am manifesting, Instagram nice woman teaches me. But right now, my current Instagram name is mcrose33, M-C-R-O-S-E-3-3. That's my Instagram name right now. So find me there. I'm not going to ask you to follow me because I don't know if that's going to be my name forever. I am counting this week on an extraordinary woman to email me, and we'll get on Zoom together, and you can teach me how to do Instagram. How's that? And once you do that, I'll do something nice for you. I'll give you a book. That's what I'll do. I'll give you a book. If you teach me everything I need to know about Instagram, I will give you a nice book and maybe something else nice, you know, maybe something else nice. Now, if that's not enough, and it is obviously not, a longtime listener, the Mad Dog, sent me this whole thing on, I think it was Facebook, or maybe he emailed it to me. It makes me do something. I don't know. I couldn't find it. And I can't find it now because I was going to read it to you. And I'll try and find it for the next segment. I don't know. We'll see. Or for a segment in the future. But he is, as it turns out, the Mad Dog is a retired geologist. Isn't he smart? Yes, he's so smart. Mad Dog is a retired geologist and a heck of a great guy, by the way. He has done product testing for me. I get products, and I send them out to people. And Mad Dog's been one of the people I send products to. And I say, test this. And, you know, he gives me honest reviews on stuff. Mad Dog, I wish you would buy a really good electric mower. Or maybe even, you know, now that you're retired and you're rich, I wish that you would buy like three or four of them and review them all and tell me which one I should buy. Because I'm going to buy an electric mower. And Tesla doesn't make one. I was telling my son, Zach, I'm going to get an electric mower. He goes, Dad, you need a Tesla. I said, they don't make mowers. He goes, I know, but you need to buy a Tesla car. I said, they cost a lot of money. He goes, yeah, I know, but I want to ride in one. I said, well, why don't you go buy one? You know, well, I don't make enough money. I know, you work for me. Well, you know, so now he wants me to pay him enough money to where he can go buy a Tesla. But I'm going to buy a Tesla-type lawnmower. I will soon have everything green as far as my yard tools are concerned. Nothing gas-powered. The lawnmower is the last thing that's gas-powered. And speaking of the lawnmower, this is now, I'm recording this on the 10th of January. On the 9th of January, which was yesterday, guess what I was doing? I was mowing my yard. And I'm going to tell you, it had grown a lot. I hadn't realized, and it had grown mostly weeds in the backyard. But the front yard had grown a lot. I was out there mowing my yard, and I get a phone call as I'm taking a break from one of my children who live up north, and I said, what are you doing? I said, I am mowing my yard. They said, it is, you know, 19 degrees. I said, I know, but yesterday it was in the 70s here, and I was mowing the yard. Now, today was cold. Today was chilly. It was, like, really chilly today. It was, like, 59 degrees. That's cold. I had to wear a sweater. But yesterday, I mowed the yard, I edged the yard, I blew off all the stuff, I used the line trimmer, I did the whole thing yesterday. The yard looks, you know, gorgeous, looks absolutely gorgeous. So I'm all excited about that. Now, you know, so that is good. And now I want to fertilize. And I know it's too early to fertilize, but I want to throw down a bag of Milorganite, and I think I'm going to do that this Saturday. I'm going to throw down just the front yard. I'm not going to do the backyard. I just don't want the backyard growing right now. I'm going to throw down about 40 pounds of Milorganite on the front yard. And, you know, we have some cold fronts coming. We're going to get some rain. That'll be good. I'm going to do that. And then, you're going to love this, I'm going to try another new fertilizer, except it's too expensive. But I'm getting a bag for free. So I will, you know, because I'm on radio. But they want $63 a bag for this stuff. Now, years ago, I used to use 24-5-11 Lesco fertilizer. And it had, you know, 24% nitrogen, which meant in a 50-pound bag, it had 12 pounds of nitrogen. Which means if you're going down at 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, which is kind of heavy, okay, that one bag would do 12,000 square feet. I like to go down, if I'm fertilizing normally heavy, I like to go down at 3/4 of a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. So that means that bag would do what? Fuzzy math, 18,000 square feet? I think. I don't know. But I, you know, never used a whole bag at one time. I used to pay, back when I bought a lot of it, I used to pay $16 a bag for this. I understand this has been a while. Okay, this stuff that is coming out, and it's not coming out until February, but I'm getting a bag of it, is by another company, and it is a 20-0-4. Not a 24-5-11, but a 20-0-4. 24-0-4, which means at the 3/4 of a ton rate, it's going to do 18,000 square feet. So I would not use that. You know, I'm the part I'm going to fertilize is roughly 2,500 square feet, my front yard. So I have a small front yard. So I'm going to fertilize that. But here's the thing. I read the analysis. Now, the 24-5-11 that I used to buy from Lesco, it had, back then, it had 30% slow-release nitrogen. Now, it has 50% slow-release nitrogen because the law in the state of Florida, where I live, requires that lawn fertilizer, half of their nitrogen source, has to be slow-release. This stuff, which is made in Kentucky, I read the thing, all of the nitrogen, except for like maybe one tiny percent, is fast release. It's urea and ammonium nitrate and things like that. And then they have, I think, 1% of it is chicken poop. That's not a lot of slow release. I don't even know if they're going to legally be able to sell this in Florida. I'm going to research this. I'm going to look into this. They're supposedly setting up a warehouse down in Sarasota where they're going to be distributing it. I don't think the guy that's setting up the warehouse has contacted the Department of Agriculture, and I might send him an email because he's the one who told me he's going to give me a bag. I might have to send him an email and say, hey, before you spend all the money and put about 40 tons of that stuff in a warehouse, you just might, want to check with the Department of Ag and see if they're going to be able to get a Florida tag. Because if they don't get what's called a Florida tag or a Florida fertilizer label, you're not allowed to use it or sell it or buy it or even be near it. But anyway, here's the claim to fame of this stuff. It has secret stuff in it, they say. Well, I don't know. I'm going to look into it. I'm getting a bag. I will let you know. My name is Michael Kroes. This is Ask the Gardener.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
I have been told by my 23-year-old son and my 32-year-old daughter that I got to stop this Facebook stuff. You know, keep the Facebook account, but I got to move everything over to the Instagram. I don't know how to use Instagram. Would my daughter teach me how to use Instagram when she was here? No, she was busy chasing after three of my grandchildren who were crawling all over me. Will my 23-year-old son teach me how to use Instagram? No, he won't, because that's just the way he is. So I got to get somebody that is tech savvy. And, you know, here's what I would prefer. I would prefer a very attractive woman, and I don't care where she lives. You can live anywhere in America. We can do this over Zoom on the computer. I need a volunteer. And I'm going to make it an attractive woman because I relate better to attractive women. And I am old and I'm single and, you know, why not? You know, but I need an attractive woman who knows this Instagram thing, who will email me at michael.kroos@gmail.com. That's michael.kroos@gmail.com. We'll get together on Zoom, which is a video conferencing thing, right here in my studio. And, you know, and she can be anywhere. She can be in Europe. You know? I just installed Instagram onto my smartphone. I have it right here. Okay? It's installed. But I don't know how to do anything with it. I just took a picture of my studio, and I think I stuck it on there. I don't know that I stuck it on there, but I just took a picture. My Instagram name here, you can go look at my studio if it's there. All right? I took it just before I sat down here to do the Redidio show. But my Instagram name, and this might have to change also depending upon what my future that I am manifesting, Instagram nice woman teaches me. But right now, my current Instagram name is mcrose33, M-C-R-O-S-E-3-3. That's my Instagram name right now. So find me there. I'm not going to ask you to follow me because I don't know if that's going to be my name forever. I am counting this week on an extraordinary woman to email me, and we'll get on Zoom together, and you can teach me how to do Instagram. How's that? And once you do that, I'll do something nice for you. I'll give you a book. That's what I'll do. I'll give you a book. If you teach me everything I need to know about Instagram, I will give you a nice book and maybe something else nice, you know, maybe something else nice. Now, if that's not enough, and it is obviously not, a longtime listener, the Mad Dog, sent me this whole thing on, I think it was Facebook, or maybe he emailed it to me. No, it makes me do something. I couldn't find it. And I can't find it now because I was going to read it to you. And I'll try and find it for the next segment. I don't know. We'll see. Or for a segment in the future. But he is, as it turns out, the Mad Dog is a retired geologist. Isn't he smart? Yes, he's so smart. Mad Dog is a retired geologist and a heck of a great guy, by the way. He has done product testing for me. I get products, and I send them out to people. And Mad Dog's been one of the people I send products to. And I say, test this. And, you know, he gives me honest reviews on stuff. Mad Dog, I wish you would buy a really good electric mower. Or maybe even, you know, now that you're retired and you're rich, I wish that you would buy like three or four of them and review them all and tell me which one I should buy. Because I'm going to buy an electric mower. And Tesla doesn't make one. I was telling my son, Zach, I'm going to get an electric mower. He goes, Dad, you need a Tesla. I said, they don't make mowers. He goes, I know, but you need to buy a Tesla car. I said, they cost a lot of money. He goes, yeah, I know, but I want to ride one. I said, well, why don't you go buy one? You know, well, I don't make enough money. I know, you work for me. Well, you know, so now he wants me to pay him enough money to where he can go buy a Tesla. But I'm going to buy a Tesla-type lawnmower. I will soon have everything green as far as my yard tools are concerned. Nothing gas-powered. The lawnmower is the last thing that's gas-powered. And speaking of the lawnmower, this is now, I'm recording this on the 10th of January. On the 9th of January, which was yesterday, guess what I was doing? I was mowing my yard. And I'm going to tell you, it had grown a lot. I hadn't realized, and it had grown mostly weeds in the backyard. But the front yard had grown a lot. I was out there mowing my yard, and I get a phone call as I'm taking a break from one of my children who live up north. And I said, what are you doing? I said, I am mowing my yard. They said, it is, you know, 19 degrees. I said, I know, but it's yesterday it was in the 70s here, and I was mowing the yard. Now, today was cold. Today was chilly. It was, like, really chilly today. It was, like, 59 degrees. That's cold. I had to wear a sweater. But yesterday, I mowed the yard. I edged the yard. I blew off all the stuff. I used the line trimmer. I did the whole thing yesterday. The yard looks, you know, gorgeous. Looks absolutely gorgeous. So I'm all excited about that. Now, you know, so that is good. And now I want to fertilize. And I know it's too early to fertilize, but I want to throw down a bag of Milorganite. And I think I'm going to do that this Saturday. I'm going to throw down just the front yard. I'm not going to do the backyard. I just don't want the backyard growing right now. I'm going to throw down about 40 pounds of Milorganite on the front yard. And, you know, we have some cold fronts coming. We're going to get some rain. That'll be good. I'm going to do that. And then, you're going to love this, I'm going to try another new fertilizer, except it's too expensive. But I'm getting a bag for free. So I will, you know, because I'm on radio. I'm getting, but they want $63 a bag for this stuff. Now, years ago, I used to use 24-5-11 Lesco fertilizer. And it had, you know, 24% nitrogen, which meant in a 50-pound bag, it had 12 pounds of nitrogen. Which means if you're going down at 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, which is kind of heavy, okay, kind of heavy, that one bag would do 12,000 square feet. I like to go down, if I'm fertilizing normally heavy, I like to go down at 3/4 of a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. So that means that bag would do what? Fuzzy math, 18,000 square feet? I think. I don't know. But I, you know, never used a whole bag at one time. I used to pay, back when I bought a lot of it, I used to pay $16 a bag for this. $16. I understand it's been a while. Okay, this stuff that is coming out, and it's not coming out until February, but I'm getting a bag of it, is by another company, and it is a 20-0-4, not a 24-5-11, but a 24-0-4, which means at the 3/4 of a ton rate, it's going to do 18,000 square feet. So I would not use that, you know, I'm the part I'm going to fertilize is roughly 2,500 square feet, my front yard. So I have a small front yard. So I'm going to fertilize that. But here's the thing. I read the analysis. Now, the 24-5-11 that I used to buy from Lesco, it had, back then, it had 30% slow-release nitrogen. Now, it has 50% slow-release nitrogen because the law in the state of Florida, where I live, requires that lawn fertilizer, half of their nitrogen source, has to be slow-release. This stuff, which is made in Kentucky, I read the thing, all of the nitrogen, except for like maybe one tiny percent, is fast-release. It's urea and ammonium nitrate and things like that. And then they have, I think, 1% of it is chicken poop. That's not a lot of slow release. I don't even know if they're going to legally be able to sell this in Florida. I'm going to research this. I'm going to look into this. Because they're supposedly setting up a warehouse down in Sarasota where they're going to be distributing it. I don't think the guy that's setting up the warehouse has contacted the Department of Agriculture, and I might send him an email, because he's the one who told me he's going to give me a bag. I might have to send him an email and say, hey, before you spend all the money and put about 40 tons of that stuff in a warehouse, you just might, want to check with the Department of Ag and see if they're going to be able to get a Florida tag. Because if they don't get what's called a Florida tag or a Florida fertilizer label, you're not allowed to use it or sell it or buy it or even be near it. So, but anyway, here's the claim to fame of this stuff. It has secret stuff in it, they say. Well, I don't know. I'm going to look into it. I'm getting a bag. I will let you know. My name is Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Gardener.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief's so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Strangely, even though I don't know anything about Instagram, I stuck a picture of this studio on my Instagram just before I started to record. And surprise, 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 not one, but two of my former board operator producers have now messaged me on Instagram. I am totally amazed. I'm also totally amazed that I figured out how to read the messages and reply to them. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. I am the chief geek in charge. So anyway, the other producer, I heard from Matthew, one of my producers, and I just heard from another producer from way back, from, gosh, close to 30 years ago, a young man named Johnny. And I think I just heard from him again. See, I look. Yep, that's right. Johnny, just I'll get to him on the next break. But he had a question, and I told him that I would answer his question on this show right now. And he said, spring is coming. When will number one, when is spring going to get here? And number two, what kind of fertilizer should I put on my plants? Such a good question. Well, let's take this one at a time, shall we? Wednesday, March 20th. Wednesday, March 20th is the first day of spring. I can't wait. I can't wait. Now, I happen to know that Johnny now lives in South Florida, down near Miami. So he can considerably start earlier on his fertilizing. And I asked him what he had to fertilize, and he said a half acre of grass. A half acre of grass and a bunch of shrubs and about five trees and two palms. Well, my first advice, Johnny, is get rid of the palms. I don't like palms. People love palms. I happen to not like palms. I bought a house in Tarpon Springs in the 80s, and there were, I'm counting them now, seven palms on the property. And the guy that sold me the house thought it was a selling point. You know, I got seven palms you're getting here, just absolutely free right with the house. I said, that's wonderful. Very first thing I did,
is I found a company that sells palm trees, and they actually will come and buy your palm trees if they have a place to put it. They sell them to landscapers who need palm trees of certain sizes, and they come out and they have this big machine wraps around your palm, big blades go down in the ground, picks the thing up. They take it, stick it where they're going to put it, you know, to the, you know, where they sell it for a landscaping job, and it's done. And they will pay you good money for these palms. I didn't want the money. I just want, here's what I want. I said, come grab the palms, take them out of here, put them on your property, and you deal with them. And I've got all of these shrubs up next to the house. And up next to the house, I had all these old, terrible arborvitaes that were very, very big, very thick. They were very diseased. They had spider mites. They were in just terrible shape. And they covered up the windows. You could not open the windows all the way around the front and side of the house because of the arborvitaes. I said, you're going to come out here with a crane, I'm sure. I said, I want you to take that crane. I said, I'll give you all these palms right now. You can have them. No money involved. And the woman who ran that business said, no money? I said, no, but I do want you to take your crane, and I want you to pull out every one of these arborvitaes. Just yank them out of the ground, throw them on your truck, and haul them away. She said, that's it. I said, that's it. Just get rid of all of these arborvitaes. There was 12 of them. And they had giant roots, and the roots were going underneath the house, and it was just a mess. And, you know, like I said, you could not open the bedroom windows because of it was a two-bedroom house that I bought back then. And both bedroom windows, the one up front and one on the side, you could not open the windows because the arborvitaes just were right there, growing into the glass. It was terrible. So sure enough, they came out and started, you know, the truck came out and started picking up all these palms. And at the same time, they sent out a crane the very same day. And the truck would have to go dig a hole someplace, then come back, pick up the palm, and then go. It was an all-day thing. But while they were out doing that, the crane guy was just sitting there attaching this crane to these arborvitaes, wrapping the cable around them, jerking them out of the ground, roots and all, just blew them out of the ground. They'd get them out of the ground. I would just out of the ground. I would take my hose with a power sprayer on, and I would shoot all the dirt off the roots. So all they had was bare roots, which they were very grateful for, and I got to keep the soil. And they did that. And that didn't take terribly long at all, and it was a lot of fun. It was like one of the most fun. I love doing gardening because gardening is stress relieving, and it's fun. And if you're gardening with heavy equipment, it's even more fun. And if you're gardening with heavy equipment that you don't have to operate, you just get to watch, it is even more fun. And, you know, this great big crane. Crane's like overpowering my house. And the guy comes, wraps the cable around the arborvitaes about five times and pulls it, just gets it right out of the ground. I take the hose to it, squish all the dirt. And then he takes it, boom, sticks it on the back of one of their big trucks. And then it's gone. And it's just totally out of the way. My neighbors are looking at me like I'm nuts. The one neighbor comes over, why are you getting rid of all the palms? I said, because I hate palms. Oh, okay. So, you know, just my advice to Johnny is get rid of the palms. Now, fertilizer. Johnny did not tell me what type of grass he had, but I am guessing, since he is down near Miami, that he has one of the St. Augustine grasses. So I'm going to suggest that he start the spring off immediately with Milorganite. Now, one bag of Milorganite will not cover a lot of, you know, he's got about an acre. I'm thinking I kind of go overboard with my Milorganite, but in Miami, this is really going to be good for you, Johnny. Trust me, this is going to be so good. It's, by the way, 100% organic, so you're not bothering the aquifer or anything like that. And I'm going to tell you, your lawn is going to be so green, just so green. Slap that on there. You're going to need for an acre. I would measure it out just to make sure, because you may live on an acre, but you got the house, you got the driveway, you got other stuff in there, you got plant beds. I would take the time to measure it out. But if you're actually fertilizing an acre, I'm thinking you're going to need five bags of Milorganite to put on there and just slap it on there. You can't put too much on. You will not burn anything with the Milorganite. You will not build anything. I would follow that up. That's what I would put down. And by the way, I'd put that down now. As a matter of fact, I'm putting it down on my yard this weekend. And I live 200 and so miles north of you. And I'm putting it on my, I'm putting the Milorganite down now, okay? But then, in about a month, I'm going to follow it up with a another fertilizer. Now, I'm getting a bag of this fertilizer for free. I'm probably going to use it, but if I wasn't going to use it, I would be using and I'm not a big one on heavy nitrogen. I'm just not. Now, this fertilizer that I'm getting for free is a 2404. So that's kind of high nitrogen. But if I wasn't getting it for free and I wasn't testing it out to see if I love it and all that good type of stuff, I would be going down with like an 888 fertilizer or even a 10-10-10. I would do that. And on an acre, let's see, an acre is 40-some thousand square feet. So you're going to, if it's 888, a 50-pound bag has 4 pounds of N. So 4 times divided into 40. I'm doing my math here live in my head. That is very dangerous. What does that come up to? I don't know what that comes out to. I don't have my calculator. I'm lost. But figure that out. I'll let you know after the break. But anyway, it's going to be multiple bags of that. And I would put that down in about a month from now. And that's going to give you a little bit of boost on the nitrogen. It's going to give you some phosphorus, probably more phosphorus than you need. But it's going to give you that good boost of potassium. And, you know, St. Augustine grass needs potassium. I would use the same 888, by the way, on all of the shrubs. And if you've got trees out there, I would just put the fertilizer on the lawn right around the trees, and that is going to be enough. My cat just jumped up on the broadcast table. What's up with that? That's going to be enough fertilizer for the trees. It just really will. Trust me. That will be enough fertilizer for the trees. They don't require a lot of fertilizer. They don't have a lot of fertilizer out in nature. And if you've got a big piece of property and the trees are away from sidewalks and buildings, which I hope they are, they're going to get a lot of natural nutrition. The milorganite itself that you're putting down is going to help them out a lot. That 888 is going to help them out a lot. And life will be wonderful. So that is what I would suggest. So the 888 for the second application, and that is when I would also fertilize the shrubs and the trees with the same product, milorganite, right now. I mean, put down that milorganite heavy. Listen to this.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I could give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.
So how's the new year going for you? How are all those? I don't make New Year's resolutions. I just don't. I do plan for the year, and I do that planning starting in November. I don't do it the week of January 1st. Hi, everybody. Michael Gross here. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek, and that's what I am. I'm the geek. That's why I'm here, and this is the new year. My plans are all written down in my journal, and I've been steadily, I've gotten real busy, but I'm steadily checking the items off the list as I go through. Steadily, and I've got some, you know, short-term goals. I don't have a lot of long-term goals, but I got some short-term goals that I need to and want to accomplish, so I'm working on those. Yesterday was a reflective day for me. It was 5 years ago yesterday. I'm recording this on the 10th of January, by the way, for broadcast on Saturday, the 12th. But I, on yesterday, which was the 9th, makes 5 years that I came home after being away since December 1st. I was first in a hospital for, I think, 21 days, and then the rest of the time I was in a rehab center not far from my house, where they had to teach me how to do everything again because I could not lift my hands up above my head. When you are hospitalized and laying flat in bed and you have all of these surgeries that I had, and I'm not going to go into, I had a lot of surgeries. I had an 18-pound tumor removed, a kidney removed, and all kinds of bad stuff. And I got to tell you, the rehab center that I went to, not far from my house, they brought me back. They were so good to me. They were just so kind and so good. And it was such a renewing thing for me to have these people take care of me when I was totally helpless. I mean, totally and completely helpless. I could not raise my hand. That's how helpless I was. That's how bad it had gotten by the time I was brought there and plopped on this very weird bed that they put me on so that I wouldn't get bed sores. It was an odd bed. I still had to lay on my back because I still had staples going all across my front from the surgery, and I had to deal with all that. And I got there on a Thursday, and they said, nobody's going to even mess with you until Monday. I said, oh, okay. No, I got there on a Friday. They said, no, I got there on a Friday. They said, nobody's going to mess with you until Monday. So I said, all right. So I just laid there, and there was an 89-year-old guy in a bed next to me who was recovering from a stroke, and his wife was there, and his kids came to see him, and my kids came to see me, and my friends came to see me, and it was pretty cool. I totally, that part of things. But I got to tell you, the physical therapist there, the caregivers there, they took such good care of me, and they got me up. The very first time they got me up to walk, they said, we want you to walk towards that door, and we're going to go down the hall. I made it about 3 feet, and I collapsed, and they had to put me back in the bed. The next day, they came back again. I made it to the door. And then the next day, I made it down the hall a little bit. And they just never stopped. Twice a day, they were coming down and grabbing me, so, oh, we're going to walk. And then I went to occupational therapy, and I had learned how to do all kinds of stuff. It was just, time-consuming. And the people, like I say, were just... Absolutely. I spent Christmas there. I spent my Christmas there. On Christmas Day, my ex-wife, number three, fixed Christmas dinner. She had all the kids at her house, and they showed up at the place about 7 o'clock at night and brought me Christmas dinner, which I ate. I lost a total, while I was hospitalized and in rehab, I lost a total of 68 pounds, which I have now all gained back. Damn it. It was good. And then I got home, and my first day home, I got home on a Thursday, and the then girlfriend was coming up on Friday, and she was mad that I got out on Thursday. She wanted me to wait until Friday, but I wanted to go home. I wanted to be in my house by myself and see my cats. And so I got home by myself, took a shower by myself. And by the way, first time I'd taken a shower by myself, and I'm in the house alone. Probably wasn't the smartest thing in the world. But I did it, got through it. I said, I got to learn how to do all this stuff. And it was rather interesting. And I just kind of sat there and said, I'm not going to be able to go back to work for a long time. And I had home health care people coming out to the house. And, it was strange. It was not a good way to start the new year. As a matter of fact, it was a real bad way to start the new year. And the network that I am working for right now, okay, had been sold. It was owned by another group of people, and it was outside of New York City in Connecticut. And I'd been with them for well over 6 or 7 years. And my old boss, a guy by the name of John Iannuzzi, is calling and checking on me. And I'm home about, 2 weeks. I had absolutely zero lung function. I mean, I could talk, but I couldn't carry on a conversation for very long. He said, Michael, and at that time, I was doing the show by myself. I was pre-recording the shows and doing them. He said, the new people are taking over next week, and we've been running reruns, since you went away. But you really need to come up with a new show. I would advise that you come up with a new show so that the new people... we'll see you producing new shows, and it's probably good for you to do that. And the studio was in another part of the house. And by the way, it was a step down to get into the studio. And at that time, a step down for me was a bit challenging. But I got over there. I did the step down. I got out there, and I had totally and completely forgotten how to use all of this equipment. How's that? I mean, I literally did not know how to use all of this equipment. I just sat there staring at the microphone, staring at the software, staring at all of this stuff. And I was like, very, very depressed. I mean, just incredibly depressed. But I called a friend. I called one of the board operators that I'd worked with for years at another network, and he walked me through it. And to record a one-hour show took me 4.5 hours. Now I do it in less than an hour. Believe it or not, I do this show in less than an hour. But the first one, 4.5 hours. But I had learned how to do it all again. It was very, very strange. It's a delight to be alive. It is a delight to be doing this radio show. It is a delight to know how to do this radio show.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.